The Gemara on Daf Masechet Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph quotes the Braisa. Tanya Arba Osa Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, Mevaren Es Hakol Lefnei Shabbos, all chametz must be burnt before Shabbos. V'sarfin Trumos Tameis, we burn on Erev Shabbos all chametz truma that's tamei, tluyos of truma as a suffix. If we have truma that is a suffix, if it's tamei atar utahiris, and we also burn the chametz, the truma chametz, which is even tahar, because we will not be able to burn the chametz on Shabbos Erev Pesach. So even though normally we try, as we've been learning in our sugyas, to avoid burning Truma Tahira, that only when we have no option. This is a situation that is considered as we have no option, because when Shabbos comes, obviously we will no longer be able to burn the Chametz, even Truma Tahira. But does say the Braisa, or Mishairin Minat Tahiris, we leave over from Truma Tahira, Mazenstei Sudas, amount of food that is needed for two meals. That you should eat, and you have to be careful to eat up that chametz before the fourth hour of the day of Shabbos Erev Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tosa shamim shum Rabbi Shua. So the Gemara here teaches us that when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, we leave over as much food for Shabbos as we need, Mazon Shtei Sudas. And Rashi points out, Mazon Shtei Sudas, V'loy Shalosh. But we don't leave over for three meals. The Kol Shalosh Shudas to Shabbos. When are we supposed to eat the Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos? Arvis, one meal Friday evening. The next meal, Shachris, Shabbos morning. And the next meal is Mincha, Shabbos afternoon. V'erev Pesach, os lecha min mincha l'mala. And Erev Pesach, we can't eat after the Zman Mincha. We can't eat at that time chametz. So therefore, we don't leave over, says Rashi, bread, challah, chametz, for the Shalosh Shudas, because we won't be able to eat it at the proper time of Shalosh Shudas. So now, Shiurim, now we'd like to discuss Shalosh Shudas in general, the important mitzvah of eating Shalosh Shudas every Shabbos, and then take it one step further and discuss what is the halacha when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, what is the halacha, what should be done regarding Shalosh Shudas, what can be done, etc. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch begins, Yezor Ma'oid, a person has to be very careful, L'kayim Mitzas, L'kayim Suda Shlishis, to eat three meals on Shabbos, U'vafim Musava, and continues the Shulchan Aruch, even if he's already full, Yoch L'kayim Esa B'Kabeya. He should at least eat a Kabeya. So here, the Shulchan Aruch very clearly teaches us that one is supposed to eat Shulchan Aruch Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, as the Mishnah Brura quotes the Gemara, Chayiv Adam Lechel Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos. A person is obligated to eat three Sudas on Shabbos. V'smechu Akra, based on the pasuk, the Ksiv, V'yom Moshe Chlu Hayom K'Shabbos Hayom Hashem Hayom Vaysimtzu B'Sada. So the Gemara says that the pasuk says the word Yom three times in the pasuk to teach us, Kol HaMakayim Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos, whoever eats three Sudas on Shabbos, Nitzel Mishalosh Peronius, he will be saved from three terrible punishments. Mechevlo shel Mashiach, he'll be saved from the terrible world that will exist, the terrible sorrows that will exist in the world before Mashiach comes. Medina shel Gehenem, from being falling into Gehenem. And he won't have to worry about Mechemes Goy Gemogog either. So clearly, there is a Chiv Gomer to eat Shal Shudas every Shabbos. The question that the Rishonim debate is it a Chiv Daraisa or is it a Chiv Drabonim? As the Gemara we just quoted says that it's a chiyuv, that's clearly a chiyuv. The Yoreim, the Charedim, say that it's a mitzvah daraisa. Other Rishonim, it seems, most Rishonim are of the opinion that it's only a derabbanan. Interestingly, there's a Tosfos. Tosfos Masechet Bechoros, Daf Beis Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskil Shema, quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says that they weren't always careful to eat Shal Shudas and Shabbos. He says because, and he bases it on Gemara Masechet Shabbos. He says the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says that the Tana said tastily, I deserve extra credit the Kayam to Gimel Sudas, that I was careful to eat three Sudas and Shabbos. So says Tosfos, from here it seems a raya that not everybody was careful, because he says he deserves extra credit. So it seems that Tosfos is of the opinion, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, that keeping Shal Shudas is some sort of a Midas Chsidus. On the other hand, it's very interesting to point out that Tosfos here is quoting the Rabbeinu Tam that seems to say that eating Suda Shabbos is some sort of a Midas Chassidus. But if we look in the Sefer HaYosha Rabbeinu Tam, he says, As Hanoshim Chayovois B'Suda Shlishis B'Shur Sha'af Hein Hoyo B'Moysa Hanesh. So there, the same Rabbeinu Tam, not only does he say that Suda Shudas is a chiyuv, but he even says that women are mechuyuv to eat Shal Shudas. So I saw that the Mefarshim tried to explain that all, and it's probably that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about as well, that what the Rabbeinu Tam refers to is a person who's not hungry. And he can't eat or doesn't really want to eat a suda with bread. Such a person, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is not obligated to wash. He can maybe be yotze shal shudas with different foods that we will discuss. But a person who can wash is not that satiated. Even Rabbeinu Tam will agree should be makbid to eat Shal Shudas. Furthermore, I saw that the Mefarshim explain, the Bach says here, that indeed one should be careful not to eat too much during the day of Shabbos, especially on the short days of Shabbos, that in order you should be able to eat Shal Shudas properly. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, and now it makes a lot of sense. The Shulchan Aruch continues, that perhaps is what Rabbeinu Tam means to say. That avada, you're obligated to eat Shal Shudas, but if you can't, you're not obligated unless you want to fulfill a midah de chassidus. And therefore continues the Shulchan Aruch, everybody should pay attention. He shouldn't overeat in the morning. That he should indeed have enough room to eat Shal Shudas. In fact, I saw that the many Mefarshim say that the reason Shalosh Sudas is called Shalosh Sudas, it's not the Shalosh Sudas, it should be called Sudas Shlishis. Why is the meaning of many communities to call it Shalosh Sudas? Because when we eat on Shabbos in the evening, we eat on Shabbos in the morning, it doesn't really show that we're being Mechabit Shabbos. We have to eat. We're hungry at night. We're hungry in the morning. But somebody who eats Shalosh Sudas, so he's showing that the meals that he's eating on Shabbos is not because he just is eating a meal because he has to eat because he's hungry, but rather he's eating this meal, and that shows that all Shalosh Sudas, all three meals that he has eaten were only eaten L'Kavod Shabbos. And that's why this meal is, which shows how much a person is Mechabit Shabbos, is called Shalosh Sudas. The Shulchan Aruch continues in discussing what is the Zman when to eat Shalosh Sudas. It says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Rei Tzadik Aleph Sif Beis, Zmana Mishigia Zmana Mincha. The proper time for eating Shalosh Sudas is from the Zman Mincha, the Hainu Mishay Shos Amatza, a half an hour after Chatzos, the Masa Kodim Lekain, if you eat before that, like Kayim Mitzvah Sada Shlushas. You have not been Mekayim Mitzvah Shalosh Sudas. So Shulchan Aruch is very clear in telling us that the proper time for eating Shalosh Sudas is a half an hour after Chatzos. I did see that the Paiskim say and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in fact, says that just like by davening mincha, you're not allowed to daven mincha half an hour after chatzos, and if you daven mincha before that, you have not been mekayim. You have to daven over again. He says the same thing is regarding Shalosh Sudas. However, I see that many Paiskim, the Sefer Nishma Shabbos and Siman Tov Lamed Beis, quotes many Paiskim that say that b'di'evid you could eat Shalosh Sudas already after Chatzos. And it's actually based on a Gemara that we learned here in Masechet Pesachim, where the Gemara Masechet Pesachim said that Shosh Shishis Machal Talmid HaChachamim. So you see that the Shosh Shishis by Chatzos is the time when Talmid HaChachamim ate. And therefore, many Paiskim are of the opinion that you could begin at Chatzos. They do say, if possible, again, not on Erev Pesach, when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, as we will discuss, but if it's on the other circumstances, then the halacha is that you should try to continue eating the Shalosh Sudas past that half an hour after Chatzos, in order to be Mekayim, to fulfill what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But, say the Paiskim, in a situation where you have no choice, this is the only time when you could eat after Shalosh Sudas, it's better to eat Shalosh Sudas immediately at Chatzos, to fulfill the obligation of eating Shalosh Sudas. Although, as we just said, the Shulchan Aruch says Shalosh Sudas should not be eaten before Chatzos. That's the opinion of Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and so too is the opinion of the Rosh and the Mordechai and many other Rishonim. There are, however, many Rishonim that are of the opinion that one can fulfill the mitzvah Shalosh Sudas even before Chatzos. The Ran, the Ritva, the Bahag, Dar Zerua, and therefore, in a situation where where you can't eat Shalosh Sudas after Chatzos, as we're going to discuss, Erev Pesach is the best example. There, certainly, it's better to eat Shalosh Sudas before Chatzos than not eating Shalosh Sudas altogether. The Shulchan Aruch also continues to discuss, the Paiskim also continues to discuss how much must be eaten at Bashal Shudas to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And it's very interesting that many Paiskim are of the opinion that Shal Shudas, you have to eat at least a Kebeya amount of bread. Number one, there's in general an issue in eating less than a Kebeya, because the halacha is that we don't wash Netilas Yadayim only if we're going to eat with a bracha of bracha Netilas Yadayim, unless we're going to eat a Kebeya. So even though sometimes people come to Shal Shudas and they can't eat much, they should be careful to, but they want to wash, and you can't wash on Netilas Yadayim without eating Kebeya. But furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to eat a Kebeya. So there are two reasons that you have to eat a Kebeya for Shal Shudas. One is that you should be able to wash with a bracha of Netilas Yadayim. And number two, that to eat it, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that the shear is a shear Kebeya. And it's interesting that I saw that there are Paiskim that indicate, because the Gemara says, and that Masechta Shabbos daf kuf yotes, loyalim yisada shulchan be'er Shabbos, avish en tzarach el kezayis. So I saw that there are Paiskim that suggest, so here the Gemara clearly is teaching us, that you could fulfill the mitzvah even just with a kezayis. And now we're saying, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to eat kebeya. So they say that by the other meals of Shabbos, since we eat a lot of other foods, so we could fulfill the mitzvah just with eating kezayis of challah or bread, and the rest, and we'll eat other foods. But by Shal Shudas, since commonly there aren't that many foods eaten, so we need to eat at least a decent amount of bread, a kebeya of kebread. The Shulchan Aruch continues to discuss the halacha of lechem mishnah by Shal Shudas. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet says, "Ein tzarach l'kaddish b'sodah shlishis. We don't make kiddush by shudah shlishis. Av tzarach l'vtzoy ashtay kikros. We do have to make lechem mishnah." Says the Ramah, "Vim soyl habe pa'amim b'shabbos. If a person is going to eat a number of meals in Shabbos, tzarach l'kal sudah beis kikros. Every meal he should have two chalas. L'pachas l'yela b'sudah shlishis pachas mekika achat. By Shal Shudas you should not have less than one challah, shalim, a whole challah." And that's why the Ramah says, "Zeh poshar aminig lahakel l'vtzoy b'sudah shlishis rak b'kicha echad shalim." That's where the minig comes, that some people by Shal Shudas don't have lechem mishnah, they only have one whole challah. Avol yesh l'hachm l'kishnayim. The Ramah says l'chatchil you should take two. So this is really based on a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam, which is the basis for the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that says you have to take two chalas, holds that Shal Shudas, like all meals on Shabbos, require two chalas. There are Rishonim, on the other hand, that hold that you don't have to have Lechem Mishnah for Shal Shudas. Because they explain that an Erev Shabbos, they collected four chalas. One they ate Erev Shabbos in the morning. The second one they ate Friday evening. The third one they ate Shabbos in the morning. And the fourth one they ate by Shal Shudas. So it says, so it's obvious that by the time that they came to Shal Shudas, they only had one challah left. And that's why the Ramah quotes the opinions that say that you could use only one challah for Shal Shudas, because in the Midbar, which is the basis for the din of Lechem Mishnah, because they collected a double portion of mon on Erev Shabbos in the Midbar, they didn't have Lechem Mishnah Beshal Shudas either. And that's why there are many Paiskim, Rishonim, and Achronim who say that we only need to take one Chalaf Shal Shudas. But as we said, it's clear that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and certainly the opinion L'chatchila of the Ramah, is to take two Chalas for Shal Shudas as well, Lechem Mishnah. Regarding the covering of the chalas that are eaten by Shal Shudas, so even though we know that by all the other meals on Shabbos, when we eat, when before we cut the Lechem Mishnah, the chalas are covered, the minig is that we don't do so by Shal Shudas. And the reason why we don't do so by Shal Shudas is because, and this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains, is the main reason we cover the challah, he says, is not Zeichel Amon. Because there are two reasons given why we cover the challahs. One is because of Zeichel Amon, that by the mon there was a covering below and a covering on top, and so too should be the food, the challahs and Shabbos. And the other reason is because we know that when we have a hamoitzi and a bari pri agofen, we're supposed to make the hamoitzi first. Yet we know we make kiddush Friday night, and we make kiddush Shabbos by day, and we make the kiddush on wine, and we make the kiddush before we eat the challah. So that's why the challah is covered. But since by shal shudas we don't make kiddush, so there is no concern that the bread, so to speak, is getting embarrassed, that we're making the bari pri agofen before we make the hamoitzi. Therefore, the halacha is that we don't have to eat. Therefore, the halacha is that we don't cover, the minig is we don't cover the challah by shal shudas. There is, as the Paiskim say, mitzvah gedoyla, lechel dogim b'chol suda shel Shabbos, to eat fish by all meals of Shabbos. But there's a special point I saw from the Tanya and the Sekaf HaChaim, that by shal shudas specifically to eat fish, and that is a minig Yisrael to eat fish by shal shudas.